A woman can sit down on the ground and separate the challah and recite the bracha on the separation of the challah, even though she does not have her clothing on. Because it's possible for the erva of the woman to be covered by the earth. If the woman is sitting flush against the ground, she can cover her erva with the earth that she is sitting on. And that way she can recite the bracha on the separation of the challah. As even though it is forbidden to recite a bracha if the erva is exposed. But if a woman is sitting flush against the ground, it's possible for her erva to be totally covered by the earth, and that would allow her to recite the bracha on the separation of the challah. And even though her buttocks are exposed, the buttocks are not considered an erva, and therefore it would be permitted for her to recite the bracha. But a man may not do so. A man that does not have his clothing on cannot separate the challah, as it would be forbidden for him to recite the bracha since his erva is exposed. And even if the man is sitting flush against the ground, some of the erva will be exposed, and therefore he cannot recite the bracha. Nishen yachalasos yitoso b'tahara yasena kabin ba'ah yasena b'tuma. Somebody who is unable to knead his dough while he is taught, and the person had become tameh, and there is no mikvah within the close proximity. Any mikvah is more than 4 mil away. 4 mil is 8,000 amos. That's too far away for him to go ahead and immerse himself. In such a case, it's better that he make a small amount of dough at a time, and that way he would be punter from taking off challah. As if the amount of dough that he is making is one kav or less, that would be less than the minimum shear that would obligate you to take off challah, rather than to make a large amount of dough and then be chayav to take off challah, and then he would have to take off the challah while he is tameh. So it's better to make a small amount of dough and be punter from taking off the challah, rather than making a large amount of dough and end up taking off the challah while you are tameh, causing the challah to become tameh. Rabbi Akiva, Omer yasena b'tuma, v'al yasena kaveh. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. According to Rabbi Akiva, even though that you are tameh, and when you take off the challah, you're going to be metameh the challah, it's preferable to make a large amount of dough and obligate yourself to take off the challah, rather then make a small amount of dough of a kav or less and be patur from taking off challah. Rabbi Akiva explains his reason. In the same way that he designates the challah when he is tar, that's the way he designates the challah when he is tameh. Lizu kare challah b'shem. Ulazu kare challah b'shem. When he is tar, he gives the challah the name challah. When he designates it, he says, this should be challah. And when he is tameh, he does the same thing. He designates it and says, this should be challah. It's the same challah, whether it's tameh or not. Even though, if the challah is tameh, it's forbidden for the Kohen to eat it, but at least he did the mitzvah of taking off the challah. Now, the Kohen would not be allowed to eat it, but he still has the mitzvah of taking off challah from his dough. Somebody who makes only a small amount of dough of a kav or less and is not obligated to take off challah since he does not have the minimum amount of dough, no portion of this dough will have a shem challah. None of it will be challah since he made only a small amount of dough and therefore is not obligated to take off challah. So he does not have the mitzvah of taking off challah, and therefore it's preferable to make a larger amount of dough and to have the mitzvah of taking off challah, rather than to make a small amount of dough and to lose the mitzvah of taking off challah. Tzach challah parabeis mission adalat ha'oisa yisasso kabin v'nagu zebizah v'turim min ha'challah achi yishokum. Somebody was needing 2 pieces of dough. Each piece of dough is the size of 1 kav, which is less than the minimum size to obligate you to take off challah. And since he is needing each piece of dough separately, he's not obligated to take off challah. As if he would put 2 pieces of dough together and knead them together, then he would have more than the minimum size and he would be obligated to take off challah. But in this case, he's kneading each piece of dough separately. But the 2 pieces of dough came into contact with each other. He would still be punished for taking off challah unless they stuck together so tightly that when he pulls them apart, they don't pull apart cleanly. A little piece of one dough comes off with the other. In such a case, since they're stuck to each other so tightly, so it's considered 1 piece of dough, and he would be obligated to take off challah. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Apa Roida Benoisin Lasal, Hasal Mitzar from Lachalah. Rabbi Eliezer said, somebody who makes a number of pieces of dough, and he kneads each piece of dough separately, and he bakes each piece of dough separately, And each piece of dough individually is less than the minimum share to obligate you to take off challah. And after he baked the pieces of dough, he put all the bread together in one basket. And altogether, it is more than the minimum amount that would obligate you to take off challah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, since all the bread are in one basket, he is now chayav to take off challah, as even though he needed each piece of dough separately, but if after he baked them, he puts them all together in one basket, he is now obligated to take off challah, as even though they did not stick to each other in the basket, but being in one basket would obligate you to take off challah, since between all the bread, he does have more than the minimum share that obligates you to take off challah.